Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Frehler with BreakpointTrades.com. Tonight, I'm doing two separate updates. I'm going to do one specifically on the watch list once again. And the reason why is because we have a lot of trade ideas on the watch list. We have quite a few longs, and some of the longs have started to make some nice gains. And so I want to go over those specifically. Later tonight, I'm going to be sending out just a simple market update. You can also review it in the morning if it gets too late. So no big deal there. As you know, today the market gapped up and it never looked back. It gapped up and it rallied pretty much all day. The Dow and S&P gained about 1.4%, while the NASDAQ and index gained 1.2%. Gold, of course, had a huge day, rallied 22 points, or $22, to a new all-time high once again. And the carry trade with the U.S. dollar continues to be in play. The U.S. dollar once again made new lows, and that continues to fuel the market. So, you know, nothing's changed. Steve and I, over the weekend, were looking for another move up. That was our primary count. So we got another move up today. However, with our move up today, we now have some pretty nice divergence in the 60-minute charts. And so because of that, we went for quite a few longs. I want to go over some of the long trade ideas. And the other thing I want to talk about is breakpoint trades and our analysis all year. I looked at the watch list, our trade archives, our statistics, and since March of this year, which was the bottom in the market, we've had a total of 252 trade ideas on the watch list. And out of those, 217 were long, 35 were short. That's better than 6-to-1 ratio, long to short. So, you know, we've had a vast majority more long trade ideas on the watch list than short ideas, more than 6-to-1. Again, 217 long ideas versus 35 short ideas. So we've been primarily long on the market the whole time up. Yes, during the move up, we've looked for pullbacks along the way. We've tried to short along the way, various areas. We've gotten stopped out of shorts, but we've had a lot of longs. So that's how it goes. And in my opinion, as I've stated before, it's much easier to trade individual stocks than it is to try to trade index ETFs based on the Dow and S&P 500. So let's go and get started here. The first item number one is a snapshot from the watch list. Shows you the untriggered and triggered watch list. As you know, I want to make an admin comment here. The watch list has a series of alarms that go off during the day whenever you near a breakpoint. We're still having a few technical issues with alarms. Some people are having problems hearing the alarms, etc. As you know, when a stock nears a breakpoint, a female voice will come out and say, for example, RAI, check the watch list, or BBY, check the watch list. And the cell will also highlight and blink inside the table. Some of you have had issues where you didn't hear the female voice, etc. One thing that we've noticed is the watch list, the alarm function appears to work better in Firefox or Google Chrome, those browsers. It has some issues with Internet Explorer. We're trying to figure it out why that's happening. But, you know, in the meantime, if you can download and use Firefox, I think the watch list will work much better for you, the alarm feature. Okay. One other thing is that currently we have delayed data for the watch list, for the prices and the volume. The reason why is because real-time data feed will cost about $700 a month. And so we're making sure that we can get this to work effectively before we pay for real-time data. And we haven't raised prices on the website. And so, you know, this is a new feature. It helped, you know, it's a useful feature. And so I think it's okay that we're using delayed data at this time. So anyway, that's just some comments about the watch list. There is some issues once in a while with Internet Explorer. We're trying to resolve those, but Firefox and Google Chrome tend to work better. But anyway, on the watch list here, you can see we have quite a few triggered long ideas. Most of them are up pretty well, especially the DGP Gold 2x ETF, etc. The Nano, and there's a few other ones. We have a short on here, RWM. That's a Russell 2000 ETF short. That's down a couple percent. No big deal. But anyway, I want to go over some of the trade ideas tonight. So chart number two is a 60-minute chart of the Dow. Again, this update is on the watch list, but I'll just have one index chart in here. The 60-minute chart of the Dow, as you can see, I can draw these expanding trend lines. Notice that today, with today's move up, we rallied up to the upper trend line of this channel. Now we have negative divergence in the MACD and the RSI. You can also count five ways up. And notice the 60-period stochastics at the bottom. It's been above 80% now for many, many days. And 60-period stochastics closed up at 97 to 98%. So this is the time to use a little caution. You know, yes, you know, the moving averages, the 1334 exponential moving averages, as you can see, have been working very well. The market's been trending enough generally that those crossovers have worked well, and they're still apart. But the fact that we're up near resistance is an area just to use a little caution. You know, the trend remains strongly up in the market. Just don't get complacent, okay? So that's one thing to note. We are up near some resistance. And, again, I'll talk about the market more in the market update. So just wanted, but I wanted to show you the 60-minute chart of the Dow. Okay, now moving on to the stock picks. Chart number three is DGP. This is the 2x long gold ETF. We've had this on the watch list since August, and it triggered around September 1st. So we've been in this position for about 2.5 months now. Gold, as you know, moved to a new all-time high again today, and DGP, of course, moved up about 3%. I've copied all the trade ideas directly from the watch list, and notice that each, you know, not every day, but every day or every other day, we add dated comments above, and I save the previous comments. Notice that we've continued to move stops up all along. That's how you swing trade. When you get a move up, you adjust stops up in a trailing style format. So we moved stops up to $27 last week, and you know, with the move up today, if you want to move stops up, if you want to keep them tight, I'd say you could probably move them up to 28.5. That's a really nice gain. This position is up about almost 40% now from our entry. So very nice gains. Or with today's gap up, you know, if you want to just go ahead and lock in profits, I'm considering taking DGP off potentially tomorrow. Just locking in gains. Again, longer term, gold could be very bullish, could go a lot higher, but we can always buy it on a pullback, etc. The watch list is for swing trades mainly, and it's been a nice 2.5 month swing trade. So, but if you want to keep it in, just make sure to put a stop in. And there is a gap up today, so if you want to put a stop in around the gap, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. Chart number four is ANV. This is a gold stock that's on the watch list. I talked about it in the weekend newsletter. It broke out initially early last week. It consolidated, pulled back to the break point. And we had a stop at $11, you can see, on November 11th. That stop was not hit. And, of course, it rallied today with gold stocks. So if support was defended, ANV pulled back to the horizontal resistance area and rallied off of it. Now we can move stops up at least, you know, into positive. Let's say move it up to 1180. So if it just sells off from here, we'll be guaranteed a profit if you bought it at 1130. Again, you won't make a lot of money, but you won't take a loss, and that's what's important. Chart number five is YZC, a coal stock on a watch list. It's been on here for a couple weeks. Resistance was 1691, or 1681 actually. And you can see my dated comments all along. We moved stops up to 17.5 on November 11th, but with today's gap up, this potentially could be some kind of exhaustion gap forming, or it may just keep going. But you know, our price target was $19, so it's now above our price target, and YZC is it's up about 15% from our entry. And so that's a good gain. I think I'm going to lock in profits tomorrow. If you want to put just move your stop up to the gap area, that's fine. If you want to ride the rest of it out. But, you know, we already have a lot of trade ideas on the watch list. It's hard for me to follow too many of them. It's time-consuming to update so many of them. So I like to lock in profits over time. So it's been a good stock with today's gap up and gift. I'm going to lock in profits. Number six is Nano. This is on my newsletter last Wednesday as an aggressive trade idea. I know a few of you took it. Many of you probably didn't, but, you know, the volume is what really stood out last week. It had a little ascending triangle pattern. It's moved up substantially every day. Nano is now up about 40% from breakpoint. The volume's good, so, you know, I'd say if you get another move up and you get an inverted hammer, it's time to take profits. Chart number seven is GOL. Again, it broke out a couple weeks ago. Horizontal resistance was 1155. It rallied up, and it pulled back and found support at the breakpoint. That's a lot of times you'll find in technical analysis stocks break out, then they come in back and retest support, and that's what it did. We had our stops near break even. We weren't stopped out on the pullback, and we found support and we've rallied up. So now I think you can move stops up to 1240. So again, if it were to pull back and just sell off here, you're guaranteed at least some profit. Hopefully, though, it'll move higher. Chart number eight is BBY, Best Buy. And, you know, it broke out initially, pulled back to the breakpoint, and it found support and rallied up today. So now I think it's time to move your stops up to break even. That way you can't take a loss if it reverses. This pattern measures up several dollars. Whether that'll happen or not, if the market wants to pull back, it probably won't. Volume hasn't been that impressive on the breakout, as you can see. That 60-day average volume was about 6 million shares. Volume today was only 5 million. So volume is not impressive on this one. So, you know, if you want to kick it out, move on to something else that's looking better, go ahead. But don't take a loss on it. Chart number 9, HNT. Broke out of a nice base a couple weeks back. And we had our stop pretty wide around the 20-day moving average. But I think now we can move stop up to break even. Chart number 10, Honeywell was added to the watch list over the weekend. It broke out today on pretty big volume. It closed off the highs, as you can see. So if you want to move stops at the break even, that's fine. Let's hope we can follow through with today's volume. Chart number 11 is RAI, and it broke out. It was listed on the weekend newsletter as a possible momentum play. It already broke out last week over resistance over 50, but I stated that it could still be bought over the high of Friday, and so if you bought it today, you're rewarded. But again, this was more as a momentum play. You know, I would take profits pretty quickly and move on to something else. This was really just for, you know, a day or 2 day trade at best. Okay, chart number 12 is RMW. That's one of our shorts, the Russell 2000 one-time ETF short. It broke out initially, you know, in October, and it pulled back, and it's been pulling back ever since. We were hoping the 50 and 200-day moving averages would find support. It did not. It's still trying to ride this lower broken downtrend line. So if you've been stopped out, that's fine. But technically, the position's only down 2.5%, so it's not down very much. I think this is one you could give a little room to if you want to. Or if you want to use the Arun Oscillator, take a look at the Arun Oscillator at the top of the chart, the 25 Arun. It gave a buy, and it's still on a buy. So if this crosses back down to give a sell, then maybe you can use that as your sell signal. But the Arun's been pretty good, you know, for a trending indicator, and so far it still remains on a buy signal. The next couple charts, chart number 13, IP, International Paper, it's on the watch list. It went above the breakpoint today, but it closed off of the breakpoint high, and so I'm just going to leave it on the untriggered list for now because it did not close above the breakpoint. Chart number 14, MGA, it's trying to break out of this bull flag pattern. However, volume It needed volume to break out. And if you look at the volume today, it was only 644,000 shares. The 60-day average volume is 880,000. So volume was very light today. Volume did not confirm the move. And over the weekend, I stated to take the trades that are taking the best volume. And so this is one that you could have passed on today if you wanted to. The next couple of trade ideas are some other long ideas if the market wants to continue rallying. GRA, resistance is a 25, potential ascending triangle pattern. Volume was nice today. Chart number 16, Halliburton, resistance at 32, another ascending triangle pattern. And chart number 17, BK, Bank of New York. This is a trade idea. The short, I think this is a stock that you can short around this area with a stop above the downtrend line. And RHD, another long idea, resistance is 22. So that does it, folks. Again, market trend remains up. Just don't get complacent. We are near some pretty good resistance. We have 60-minute divergence, or on the 60-minute charts, and we have a lot of long trades, so just make sure to keep moving your stops up, take some profits, don't have too many positions, and you'll be fine. Talk to you later. Have a great evening.